Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
We're recognizing farms and homesteads that have been in the family for more than 100 or 150 years. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report. These families will get together at the Wisconsin State Fair in West Allis for a celebratory breakfast. One family being recognized is that of Alan and Judy Olson. This Door County farm began in 1872 and has been in production for over 150 years. Their son, Richard, shares some history of the farm.
So we began farming in 1872. My great-great-grandfather, Matthias Olson, immigrated from Norway and originally came over in 1868 and purchased the land that we still farm today in 1872.
And what buildings were on it? What was the size or acreage? What was that farm like?
Originally, it was 80 acres, and it was all trees. So they cleared land for many years and built a small house to begin with and a small barn, and they built it on the 40 best acres, and as time went on and they cleared more land, they found that the 40 acres that they hadn't built on was actually poorer land and harder to farm. So eventually they built a house and a barn on the poorer 40 acres and made fields out of the better 40 acres where the buildings originally were.
What types of crops did they have, and did they have any animals as well, or just stick to the crops?
Yeah, I think in the beginning it was very basic, just some oats, and I think that they bought a few cows, and as time grew, I think the herd grew to maybe 14 or 15 cows, and that lasted for a long time.
And what were the prices like back then that they had to deal with, or how was actually having to operate?
The original 80 acres was purchased for $240 in total.
So what were those first years like?
Like any pioneering people, they worked hard and clearing land. I can't hardly imagine doing it with only horses and your hands, because there were no hydraulics, there were no tractors, there were no machines to no chainsaws, no none of that. And all they had was hard work and sweat, and it was very hard work to make it happen.
So what improvements or changes have been made since then?
Well, we've come a long way. At one point we were milking 100 cows up until 8 years ago, and we actually switched to robotic milking in December of 2013 and downsized our herd to 60 cows, which is what one robot can handle. Built silos along the way, and you know, we have storage for our manure and a separate calf barn, and we just have very nice facilities for our animals to be happy and healthy and very productive, and to make our job as easy as possible to care for them and to do the very best we can every day.
So what made you decide to switch to robots?
Quite a few things. The physical labor of milking cows is very tasking on the body, and we didn't want to wear out our bodies unnecessarily. So that was probably one of the main things. And certainly the flexibility of schedule to be able to have the cows milking continuously, and chore time can fluctuate a lot easier, whether you're planting or harvesting or even making room in family schedule so that family events or sporting events for the kids. It's a lot easier to make things happen for everybody by having that flexibility of schedule.
How was the farm passed on from your parents to you? And
in 1994, we formed an LLC, my brother Eric and myself, and with our parents. And since then, we have bought out the personal property of my mom. Still owns the land and the buildings here, but we own the personal property on the farm.
Can you please share some of your memories on the farms, some of the favorite things that you remember?
Well, I remember driving tractor as a little guy. We still have the same little tractor that I drove. I learned to I think the first job we had was driving for picking stones. We were probably too little to be of use for picking stones, so they put us on the tractor and it went really slow. And the hardest part was stopping when mom and dad would say stop. I also remember, and that was with a Farmall A. And then later, I moved up to a WD-45 and I got to rake hay. And at first, I would make a few rounds with dad on that tractor, and then once he had confidence in me and I had confidence in me, he would let me rake by myself, and I was out in the field all alone. And that was kind of a big thing, to be able to drive a tractor and be by yourself.
What do you think makes your farm unique?
Well, I just really think that taking care of the soil, taking care of the land, and being good neighbors to our neighbors, we help each other when we can. When the opportunity arises, we lend out a helping hand to our neighbors. And I think the most important part of rural living, country living, is to support each other in your community. And whether that's by helping out somebody in need, because when they need you, that's the best time to help, when it gets appreciated the most. And we're always glad to be there for our friends and neighbors.
Is there interest in another generation potentially taking on the farm tours?
So my brother's oldest son is going to be a junior this fall at UW-Madison, and he's studying dairy science. And if he chooses to come back to the farm, that's great. We'll certainly see that he has a place to be here. And if he chooses not to be, well, that's entirely his choice. And nobody should have to farm. You got to want to farm in order for it to go well. And he'll have to make that choice for himself. This past weekend, we had a family gathering to celebrate our 150th. And I gave a little talk about the good days and the bad days on a farm. They aren't all good days and they aren't all bad days. And we're just grateful that the good days far outnumber the bad days. But there are bad days that come along, and, well, you get through them, and you hope that the good days are ahead. And we've always seen the light that we can make progress and enjoy being successful farmers. We're just really proud and happy to have made it 150 years, and no reason why we're going to stop.
Richard Olson shares the story of his family farm in Door County. The Century Farm Program originated as a part of Wisconsin's centennial celebration in 1948. These stories are brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.